94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
So Marianne is back. I think I'm just going to throw this to you to let you do it on your own, Marianne.
Yes. I'm here all the time lately.
With the Southwest Michigan Racers, of course, I'm hoping people realize what that is by now, but in case they don't, real quickly.
Yes. So Southwest Michigan Racers, it actually stands for Red Arrow Club for Endurance Running and Walking Sports. We've been around for 5 years now, and we just help put on running and walking events for other nonprofits to raise money for them.
Mm-hmm. And so you brought a guest with you today. Can
yes.
you tell me who you brought this
yeah.
time?
So today I have Larry Shanker from Brookview Montessori School in Benton Harbor, mm-hmm. and Larry is the executive director there.
Hi, Larry.
Nice to be here
again.
It's
good to see you again.
Thank
you.
You
were here months
much.
Ago.
Absolutely, for another event we
yeah.
were doing at Brookview.
So now we're doing a pirate run.
And we're delighted to have Marianne and Southwest Michigan Racers. It's just such a pleasure.
I know. They do a great job, don't they?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's a yearly healthy event for our families and for the public. And when we have Southwest Michigan Racers around, we know everything's just top-notch the way a 5K, 10K should be.
That's true. I completely agree. They do a really fantastic job. So this 5K, again, is called the Pirate Run, happening on Saturday, September 23rd, and then all the proceeds go to Brookview, correct?
Correct. It goes to support the operations of our school, including our tuition assistance program.
Yeah.
We're always trying to increase our economic diversity.
Mm-hmm.
We have wonderful international diversity, so the more we could raise to support tuition assistance, the better off we'll be.
Yeah, tell me about the school a little bit. Where are you located? Grades?
We're located right over there by River Park in Benton Harbor, mm-hmm. 501 Zolar Drive. We have students infancy through eighth grade, mm-hmm. through middle school. We still have openings in some programs, so people should feel free to give us a call at 925-3544 if they'd like to set up a tour. Montessori education is a beautiful thing. I'm, of course, quite biased. My own daughter was there from 2.5 years old through ninth grade, but it's just a great way to create global citizens who are joyful learners and mm-hmm. want to do good things for the world.
Yeah, and then of course the proceeds from this 5K, you said go to, remind me again?
To our operations, to maintaining our facilities, and to tuition assistance.
Yeah, now tuition assistance, I'm just curious on how that works. Maybe I'm listening and want to know, you know, how I can utilize that.
Sure. Well, we are a private independent school, and of course not everybody could afford mm-hmm. our tuition. So as much as possible each year, we try and increase the amount of funds we have available to make a Montessori education possible for those who are in need of assistance to make it happen.
Yeah, very good. If you're curious, you ever want to learn more, like he said, just call him, tell him you're interested, you want to go look around.
Absolutely, or check out our website at brookviewschool.org.
Very good. All right, so how do we choose Pirate for this specific 5K?
Well, Brookview School has actually been doing a 5K. Larry and I were trying to figure it out, 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, we think quite some time.
So, actually, though, 4 years ago, one of the parents that I happen to know very well, mm-hmm. she, you know, wanted to try to change it up. We wanted to come up with something, and we came up with the pirate theme, and it is very popular. It's so cool to see people come out. You don't have to dress like a pirate, but it's super fun if you do.
And we've had some amazing looking costumes.
I'm hoping
runners in pirate garb.
I'm hoping that somebody does this with like a peg leg or, you know, like.
That's a good idea.
Make like that a thing.
It's also fun for the kids
to
dress up as pirates. You know, it's not just for adults. It's for children too. And people are welcome to walk with a stroller or, you know, in kids of a certain age. But, you know, elementary kids are certainly able to do the run walk with their parents.
It's got to be perfect timing right now because I know Halloween costumes are hitting the store, so you can just go get one of those already bagged pirate costumes.
Right, you can get double duty out of that.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so let's talk about the actual course. What time does it kick off and all that?
Sure. Well, we do have a kids' fun run, and that's for the very small kids. We say 10 and under. We get, you know, some four-year-olds, and it's really cool. So they run just It's just down the driveway, which is a long driveway, though.
So we actually kick off at Brookview? Is this where it starts?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
8:30 a.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the we have a 5K and a 10K, which starts at 9 a.m.
Got it.
So the course actually leads down to the park, down by the river. So people do a loop down there, and then they head down to Summer Layton Road and turn around and come back. For the 10K, we just have people do two loops.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
But it's a great opportunity for the whole family because, too, for those people that they've got the younger kids that are doing it and they don't want to push a stroller, there's supervised child care available.
Oh, great.
Brookview's got a nice little area. Larry, you want to tell them about?
On the playground, mm-hmm. we have supervised child care. People could check in their children. For the public, that would be ages 4 and above. But the kids basically stay on the playground with some of our teachers while the parents do the
They won't even know that the parents are gone, I'm sure.
and then they're right
on playground?
There. They can see their parents cross the finish line because
oh,
it's
fine.
Right next to the finish line. So
yes,
that's really
indeed.
Cool.
Yeah, so maybe if you have kids that go to Brookview, this would be the perfect, I guess, event to participate in.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, if you're just going to get some exercise and you don't know what to do with the kids, this is also the perfect, bring them along. There you go. How much does it cost?
So right now it is $20 for adults or for those 15 and over. That is through this Thursday, September 14th. So you need to register before midnight on Thursday. On Friday, September 15th, it goes up by $5 to $25. But kids 14 and under are $15 through race day. So we try to keep a lower cost so that families can participate. And then, of course, kids in strollers or kids in the fun run, there's no charge for those.
Okay. Now, what about, does that include a t-shirt?
Yes. And we always get great shirts for this.
I have like 5 or 6. Or
you have all of them.
But, who doesn't want to be a pirate? So we have a great pirate-themed shirt.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I wanted to thank our sponsors.
Yeah.
We have a sponsorship from Chemical Bank.
Okay.
And also from Lake Michigan Nephrology.
Okay.
Much appreciated.
Yeah. Thanks for sponsoring this. It's awesome.
Chica Bands gave us some headbands and door prizes as well.
Oh, there you go. So that's another thing to look forward to, some door prizes.
Yes.
Is this one timed?
Yes. So this one is timed using an app. So all of the finish times will be available using a smartphone app on site, and we will have pirate medals for the winners. We've got some overall winner prizes, and then we'll also have the age group medals as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say you use an app, is that something that goes through you guys, or do we need to have that app on our phone?
We will have tablets there that people can check it out, or they can also download the free app to see their results on their phone.
I keep coming up with all these random questions to ask you the more we start talking about, 5Ks and racing. Is there any apps or any, devices that you might suggest people do use while they actually are running or walking the course?
Well, most of our routes are mapped using Map My Run. And mm-hmm. so people who do use Map My Run, they can send us a friend request at SWMI Racers. That's where we create all of our routes. So if people are interested in to see what the route is before they register, that's where they can find them.
See, I'm learning now.
Yes.
We're thinking more things to talk about in the future now, Marianne, too. One thing that we did forget. Again, we're talking about the Pirate Run. It's for Brookview Montessori School. That's where the proceeds will go to. It's happening on Saturday, September 23rd, right from the school. It's a 5K, 10K, also a fun run for the kids. Where the heck do we register? Duh.
Yes. So, of course, they can find a link on our Facebook page, SWMI Racers. We have an event page there, and then of course
on the Brookview website, mm-hmm. you can find a link to register as well.
Good, and then get registered by this Thursday, otherwise the cost goes up $5.
Yes.
Okay. And then what if I register the morning of? Is that still okay?
Yes, you can register the morning of. We will have shirts available, but we may not have your preferred size. So mm-hmm. that's another thing. Registering by September 14th guarantees your shirt size.
What time will you be open that morning?
We will open that morning at 7:30.
Nice and early.
Yes.
Okay.
All I know is they're always there when I get there. This is a great chance for me to thank Marianne.
Oh, thank you.
And Southwest Michigan Racers. It's just offered a wonderful opportunity.
Probably
for
makes
our
your
school.
Job a lot easier, right?
Very much so.
Fantastic. And again, real quickly, if you missed it, can you give me a general recap again of the proceeds in Brookview School and where we can always learn more about you as well?
Absolutely. Brookview Montessori School is at 501 Zolar Drive, 925-3544. Call us up and take a tour. It's a beautiful place on 10 acres. We offer education to children infancy through middle school, and the 5K, 10K Kids Fun Run helps us support our operations and funds for tuition assistance for those in need.
Fantastic. And the best part, you can dress like a pirate.
Absolutely.
And talk like a pirate.
Yeah, and talk like a pirate. So dress like a pirate. Come prepared for this on Saturday, September 23rd. Again, it is the Pirate Run, and multiple sources that you can get registered for this. Tell me one more time where those are, Marianne.
Raceplanner.com, and do a search on Brookview Pirate Run, SWMIRacers.org, SWMI Racers Facebook page, and
Brookview website, www.brookviewschool.org. We'll also put it on our Facebook page as well, and you could always call the school.
Perfect. What does something pirate say?
Arg.
There you go, arg. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.